Last week, you may have heard the story of Larry Klott, a quadriplegic man, and how he met his wife. Today, hear how Larry helped to lay the foundation for disabilities rights in America in today's StoryCorps Northwest, recorded virtually.
When I was 20, I broke my neck in an auto accident, and I became a quadriplegic. From the time I get up till the time I go to bed and get back up again, everything I do is a challenge. Mm-hmm. It's how I'm going to get my glass of water, how I'm going to make my own meal. I had two things I wanted to do after I broke my neck, and then I thought I'd probably die. And the first was to swim, and the second was to drive again. The university I started to go to said they would not offer a swim class for adaptive swimming. We couldn't get anyone at the pool that would, you know, go in with me. And so my wife knew some lifeguards. They said, "What's involved?" And she said, "Well, you take him by his arms and his legs and throw him in, I guess." And so they did. Four people heave-hoed me into the pool, and I told them prior, let me go down to the bottom and see what happens. And so I went to the bottom, bumped, and came back up, and I floated. So I swam for maybe 5 years twice a week.
This was after the accident.
This was after my accident, yes. And at that point, I got called from the governor's office. They had started a new public law for the protection and advocacy of developmentally disabled individuals. Mm-hmm. And they wanted me to open up a east side of the state advocacy system. It meant advocating for more rights and disabilities. Mm-hmm. And I worked there for a couple of years, and then I started school again. At that point, we were heavy into the lobbying for disability rights.
ADA.
ADA is what came of it. We eventually had to meet with George Bush because he changed his mind and wasn't going to sign it. We convinced him, and he did sign it. And he just didn't know that there were that many disabled people out there. That was my involvement with disability rights, and that never ends. It never ends because I serve on mayor's committees, governor's committees, presidential committees, all addressing issues of disability.
More work to be done all the time.
Well, we set the foundation.
Yeah.
That's a proud thing in my life. I'm most proud of my daughter, my granddaughter. And then after that, I'm probably most proud of the fact that my work and probably 20 other people primary in the United States pushed us to accepting disabilities. You didn't see a disabled person in public prior to my leaving the rehab.
Because you pushed the independence model, not the institutionalized model.
The medical model.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Never give up. When you think it's comfortable, you know you're doing something wrong.
That's Larry Klott speaking with his daughter, Lindsay, about his involvement with the Americans with Disabilities Act in today's StoryCorps Northwest, presented in partnership with the Novia Foundation. Hear this story and others at nwpb.org.